I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I sat down with Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson for a semester recap. We talked about commencement happening this weekend at the Superior Dome on campus. We also took a look ahead to the summer months and the fall at NMU, but we started the conversation off with his thoughts on how the university has weathered the pandemic this academic year. Here's NMU President Fritz Erickson.
For me personally, it's about gratitude. It's the gratitude I have for the amazing faculty and how much work and effort they put into making this semester a success. You know, in these difficult times, making learning happen and learning as well as it did is no small feat. So great gratitude there. Great gratitude for our students. I tell you what, they have done a remarkable job. And then our staff has held us all together.
Let's talk a little bit about the students. I mean, you know, a lot of times you talk about systems that go into place and how they're executed by faculty and staff and support and everything like that. But where the rubber meets the road is the students at the university. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts on how they've weathered this.
They're remarkable. They found ways in which to stay connected with one another. You know, college is as much about the interactions and the friendships and the activities as it is sitting through, you know, my intro psych class.
Yeah, exactly.
And in fact, you know, 50 years from now, they're not going to remember my intro psych class, but they'll sure remember their friends. They'll sure remember the social engagements. And how the students have managed to still make that happen, incredibly impressive.
One of the things that we wanted to have you in for this morning was, of course, to recognize the students, especially the graduates. Commencement is this weekend. That's a big deal. Lots of things happening.
Lots of things happening, and we're trying to do, you know, we're doing commencement predominantly virtually, although we're doing it live from the stage. We'll be in the dome, but it'll just be the platform party, and we'll be broadcasting it out. We really want to make this a celebration for the incredible work that these students have done and the faculty have done to make this all happen. So should be good. Got a great commencement speaker in Brian Terrell Clark from the Broadway musical Hamilton. He played George Washington. Amazing guy. And so we really wanted to up our game. We did our first attempt at virtual commencement was in December, and it was okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it didn't have the excitement and the pizzazz. And so we took it upon ourselves to be able to try and really elevate this. So we're really celebrating the accomplishments of these graduates.
Fritz, we touched on commencement, and mm-hmm. that's happening this Saturday. But now you shift into summer and fall. And the big part with that is how things are going with COVID on campus now. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, things have gone this semester remarkably well. We've, you know, the most we've ever had is a 0.5% active positives. We saw a little bit of a bump the last couple of weeks, kind of reflecting what's happening broadly in the state and county and UP. But it's still gone extremely well with this. And so looking forward now to all of the efforts to be back to normal.
Yeah, so this has been an overall campus-wide effort. You've faculty, staff, support, administration, everybody taking these steps to try to manage as best as you can. Finals week right now, it's almost over, and a few bumps in cases, but how's the outlook? How are you thinking here, especially going into now the summer months?
Yeah, we're thinking really good. So one of the things we really want to do is make sure the campus is back open. And so our target right now is to be fully open no later than June 15th, although we have a lot of groups on coming back to campus before that who we've asked for safety plans. They give us a safety plan. If it meets the standards, which they all have, then they're coming back in. So you're seeing camps reemerge. You're seeing activities reestablished, people coming back, life coming back. For the summer is really positive.
Talking with NMU President Fritz Erickson here this morning. When we look ahead now to the fall, all things going well, what can we expect? What is the hope for this fall at NMU?
Yeah, all the planning right now is about being back fully face-to-face. Although, you know, we stayed face-to-face throughout the entire semester. I mean, throughout the entire year, other than a couple of blips at the end of last semester where we went completely online. But other than that, our dorms were full. Our students were in classrooms. We had creativity going on. But now it's time to get everybody into the classroom. And so all the planning is, how do we make sure we get there by, you know, the third week in August? And we're pretty optimistic that'll happen.
What are some of the metrics you're looking at? I'm sure you're following state guidelines.
Oh, absolutely.
But what are some of the things?
Well, you're absolutely right. We follow the state guidelines and the CDC guidelines very close. And, of course, now the CDC has come out with a change in how masks are outside. And we'll be making that change here real quick. I'm looking forward to that. And we'll continue to follow those guidelines. But we fully expect that we will have herd immunity by our entire population. We surveyed everyone. We've got about 80% that have indicated that either they're vaccinated or they're in the process or they're going to get vaccinated. We're going to work hard on that 20%.
Speaking of vaccinations, is that something that you see in the future at NMU as a requirement? Some universities are looking at that in certain instances here in Michigan. What can you tell us about NMU's plans?
So our plans right now are not to require, although that could change. Everything's, you know, we're at a time, and we'll be meeting with the board this week, and there'll be a lot of discussions about the pros and cons. There are only two public universities in Michigan that have come out and said they'll require it for subsets of students, most notably students that live in residence halls. So we'll take a close look at that. We'll see what the vaccination rates are. We'll monitor all of that, and we'll make those decisions as we need.
That's Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.